definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome on to the End of the Bench. We're going to take you all the way up until noon today, talking to sports and breaking it all down for you. We'll take your participation on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app, presented by Happy State Bank. It's also a Music Monday today, so we will fire up the tunes throughout our 3 hours. I am Jeff Haxton with David Collier and Lucas White. Just got back from yet another roadie. Road trip action. Actually planning a vacation this summer.
Yeah.
Yep. Might actually make it happen.
Yeah, there's a like good possibility.
Non-sports.
Yeah.
Vacation, family, and son, and whatever. How are you doing?
Not bad. I don't know if I'm going to get one of those vacations this summer, but mine will most definitely involve softball and baseball. So, but we'll take it. Kiddo's home. Got her moved out of the dorm over the weekend, and she's back. In Lubbock. Yeah, back in Lubbock. Get a couple weeks off before she starts summer school up. Hopefully a little less to get a job. Get some money. I'm taking our money. But that was about it. I mean, we were blessed. We got there, and we didn't have to do much work. She had already packed up a lot of the stuff.
Oh, good. Good for her.
Yeah, so everybody's safe and sound at home.
I took the boy to Stillwater, and it's so funny because he roots like crazy for Oklahoma State football. He's down there in his tech gear, and I see my buddy from the press box. I know kind of where they sit, and so his name is Tony. I said, "Hey, my son's running around by himself down there. Can he come sit with you?" He's like, "Yeah." So they sit basically the row behind the Texas Tech dugout, first base dugout. And I look down there, and he's walking on top of the dugout. I was like, "Oh, okay. Be careful down there." So he got to sit amongst the Cowboy fans in his tech gear and listen to all the noise being talked. He's like, "Dad, it's pretty rough down there." I was like, "You don't have to sit amongst that. You know, you can." He said he had some fans kind of, you know, take some little mini shots at him, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like,
"The Tech fans sit in the GA seats, not down here," or that kind of deal, you know.
Yeah.
So, but he got to throw with Derek Bridges on the field. He got to come up with me into the press box. He got to sit on the dugout. And so that was cool.
That's a pretty good weekend right there. He probably had a better weekend than most.
Yeah, he had fun. Yeah. But he still tore up about it because of where our positioning is, what our near future is. And again, not used to it. The expectations are through the roof and haven't delivered this year. And since we've been here to Lubbock in 2016-17, we've seen our ups and downs in basketball, okay? The highest of highs, pretty much, and then some really lows.
Mm-hmm.
But with baseball, it's been a consistent winner. Consistent in the NCAA tournament. I've been to two Omaha trips.
Yeah.
That's all he knows. He's like, when he shows up to the park to watch Tech baseball, it's a good chance you're going to win. And he's not handling it well.
Yeah.
The
He's not alone.
The losses, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that aren't handling it.
No, it's pretty depressing.
Yeah. Really.
Yesterday was interesting because it felt like both sides didn't really want to get out there and play. by Oklahoma State doing that, they eliminated all their last chance to share a conference championship. So the Sooners were going to get a banner no matter what, but now it's going to be just theirs.
Yeah.
But it really benefited Texas Tech as far as, I mean, the road that you were on.
That was a win, baby.
That was a win. He's like, that's, I mean, we kind of skipped out of there. Like, not only are we secured a trip to Arlington, but we're going to get home 4 hours earlier than we would. Not have to drive in the, you know, in the dark or, you know, that kind of deal. So I was, you know, I hate to say it, but pleased. But it was just the way we're playing.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, what were your chances of winning that game yesterday with Benj on the mound? And I mean, very, very small.
Yeah. I mean, and what they, I don't know that your offense was going to keep up with their offense.
No.
Right? I mean.
No. And that's what was
concerning. You minimized the damage with your best pitcher on Saturday.
And as soon as he went out, seven runs went
exactly. So, and you weren't going to have another starter like that on the mound yesterday. It was the best scenario possible that could have happened.
Yeah, by doing that, Baylor can't catch you. So no matter what, if they get hot and sweep UCF, they still stay home and you get to go as the 10 seed. So
maybe Oklahoma State isn't that bad because they certainly could have wanted to play. I know, like you said, it seemed like everybody was good with whatever happened, but I think it benefited them too. You know, you get a loss there, it might hurt.
Yeah.
Potential hosting.
Turn their momentum. Yeah. They feel great about themselves. Didn't have to risk it. And that's what, I mean, it's a brand new surface and it's, you know, it drains. It's a big league surface, but it's still, it rained a lot.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It rained a lot. It rained from 11:50 to 2:50. 1:50. So two straight hours of rain.
Yeah.
And at times, pretty heavy rain. Well, so.
And I don't know what happened after that, but I'm sure there was more coming. And you might have had the issue of, hey, start it up, stop.
And that's ultimately what chased us out of there because it was supposed to pick back up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You had a three-hour window. And who knows, it got there a lot earlier than we were expecting anyway. It was supposed to start raining at 1. It started raining at 11:50.
Yeah.
So who the heck knows? I think the right decision was made for all sides as far as I'm concerned. You know, we'll talk about the team. We'll talk about what's coming up. We'll have a word of the day at 10:45. We'll have some good tunes like this one throughout the day. Ask your questions. Yates Flooring Center chat line. More coming up.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Headlines time here on 100.7 The Score. Denver beat Minnesota 115-107. That series tied at 2. Tied at 2 as well. Indianapolis Pacers and the New York Knicks, 121-89. Pacers with the victory. They were going nuts up there in what I will always refer to as Conseco Fieldhouse.
Yes. I couldn't even tell you what it's called now.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I heard it yesterday. I listened to quite a bit of stuff on the radio. Listened to some sod poodles as I drove through Amarillo. They were losing to the Hooks down in Corpus Christi. They had almost 5,000 for the Corpus Christi Hooks game.
Wow.
Yeah. Boston and Cleveland tonight at 6 on TNT. And Oklahoma City and Dallas. The Mavericks are starting to really click with P.J. Washington kind of leading the way. He and Kyrie Irving and Luka and got all the folks in OKC really fretting. As that is an 8:30 tip-off on TNT. This great Osabor story is something else. I hadn't heard about it till this morning, and I don't know when it broke. because again, I did a ton of traveling yesterday. This guy goes from playing with Utah State and the Aggies to being whisked about town and wooed by several schools, including the one that we cover, Texas Tech, who is deep in on this situation. It felt like it was Tech and who before Washington jumped in on this.
I don't know, because he didn't even make the trip to Kentucky. Remember, he was supposed to go to Kentucky and then killed that. I didn't realize Washington was this big of a player. But
well, when you got $2 million to hand, you become a player. And so this great Osabor, who I really thought was going to be a Red Raider, but I didn't realize the price tag attached. I wonder how that got out so quickly, too. Louisville. Yes, between Louisville and Tech. And the Rivals guy that covers Louisville thought he was going to go to Louisville, saw that he was on Texas Tech's campus, changed his crystal ball prediction to Texas Tech. Okay, so this is a guy that covers this stuff. Yeah. I think he's going to Texas Tech. Then here come the Huskies. But I wonder how that figure just gets tossed out like
that in that quick. Well,
I mean, you know, the first one that I can remember it happening with is the guy from K-State. I already forgot his name.
Went down to Miami.
Went down to Miami.
Yeah.
Right? Remember how we $400,000 in a car.
Car, yeah.
Well, how about $2 million?
I think if I'm Washington, I'm the ones getting that, or one of the boost, you know. If I'm the guy that gave that guy $2 million, I'm telling everybody, look, we got money to spend up here at Washington. We're making the move to the Big Ten. We're loading up with players. Let all those kids out there that are left in the portal know that there's plenty of money left.
Yeah, I guess so. 6'8 from England, averaged 17.7 and 9 rebounds. Had a few assists a game as well. So, no great Osabor in Lubbock Town. Bronny is cleared to play the NBA. Of course, the heart issues, he can go. Texas Tech loses 2 on the road to Oklahoma State. I felt like we were in some kind of different dimension when they were hitting all the home runs on Friday. It wasn't just one guy. It was everybody. It didn't matter if you were little or big. You were jumping up there, hitting the ball in the air, and it was gone. Gave up 7 home runs, got killed the first night, 16-4. Kyle Robinson pitched like crazy, did all he could do. On Saturday night, lost that game 9-3. You've lost 8 consecutive conference games, and it'll be nice, I guess, to get out of conference this week with 2 with Arizona State and 1 with UNLV coming up later on this week.
Just look this up. You want to guess what the minimum?
Tech softball missed the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, which can, we can talk about that a little bit too, but you want to guess what the NBA minimum was for a rookie this past year? The lowest salary a full-time NBA player can make in this season, the 2023-24 season, is
$800,000.
$1.1 million.
Okay.
So a guy that was playing at Utah State last year.
What's the NFL minimum? It's much lower.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I believe so. You got a lot more people to pay. $750.
That's where I was at.
Yep.
So 1.1.
1.1. It's the minimum for no experience.
Man, nobody's ever going to want to go play professional basketball again.
Stay in school as long. Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Stay in school, kids. You wonder why Kevin McCullough came back to KU?
Yep.
Because last year, that's the highest he's ever going to get paid in his life.
I don't know. We just I saw Bleacher Report's mock draft from this weekend, and yeah, that's true. Maybe if he makes it 2 years, he'll. I don't know how much he made at Kansas, and I don't really want to know.
How much are we shelling out? You know we're shelling out.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if you were in the running for a guy that just got $2 million, now the running might have changed really quickly whenever that number doubled or whatever it did. Hopefully it more than doubled, I'll just put it that way. But I doubt it.
There went Woodman. Woodman's got his green shirt on. I think they called Choice and said, we got this guy named Great. He's going to be great, but Choice, we need $2 million.
He was like, I went to Lexington. I thought you guys wanted me to woo him there, and I never saw him. It turns out he was in Louisville.
We need $2 million. And then Choice would say, is that over 10 years? That's the thing. I get ticked off.
Is that 1 year? Is that a one-year?
1 year. That's what I was getting at. Okay,
I thought it was. That's why I brought up the NBA. But
so here, this is what I was going to say. I get ticked off when I get an email that's a notification that, hey, your internet provider has charged you what you owe for this month's bill. It seems like that email happens frequently.
Yeah.
Because as fast as time goes, right?
Yep.
Think if you're these donors, okay? I'm Joe Oil Rig here, and I've got 500 grand, and I'm going to give this to you for NIL. And then the season's over, and you've finished third in the Big 12, which with that team was excellent.
Yeah.
You went to the NCAA tournament for that team, was excellent. But now it's come back around again. How fast until this gets old? Even for the big, big money guys.
What we've done there with Choice, we spent $2.5 trillion. Anything you can name. Just want to tell you, we have your back. It was a joke.
Now, if you've got that kind of cash, it probably doesn't bother you. But my little withdrawal every month, it ticks me off. I'm like, again? Already?
Yeah.
You know? And then this, you know how fast time is, man? It won't be long. We'll be back doing hoops again.
Yeah, and I understand, like, I don't understand the big money guys that just have the money and they can do it and it doesn't really bother them and they get their name, they get the recognition and everybody knows who they are. But what about, you know, this Matador Club, hey, be a part of this, be a part of this, be a part of this. How long can the people that want their program to succeed and have a little money to add to the hopper, but, I mean, not that much money, and eventually, you know, if you're not getting championships, the good news is two of the schools that had won a lot of your Big 12 championships are out the door. Thankfully, get out of here, but spending all that money just for Big 12 championships?
What a weird time.
I know.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Didn't run over the barrier, by the way.
Good. Yeah, that's great news. Also, the radiator can take quite the hit with the cicadas as well.
I can't believe I haven't told the story yet. I buried the lead.
Uh-oh.
We're going east on I-40. So this is Thursday. About sunset. And there's a huge wreck. And so we're at a standstill. No movement. Starting to get a little restless. It's about 10 minutes. Then we start to kind of roll forward. And they start to reroute us. So they take us off around Allen Reed or wherever we were at. And merge back onto I-40. Punch it. The old temperature gauge is at about 3/4.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, the Dragon Charger is going to explode. And I'm going to have to get a rental car in Shamrock somehow to get Stillwater the next day. Once the faster I go, the cooler it gets. And then I start to notice there's some warps in the road. And when you hit the warps and shook it, temperature would come down. I was like, okay, that means I've got
something,
just a little bit of coolant left. And once it gets shaken up, it comes down. But then when it settles, it comes back up.
I'd have been riding on that rumble strip the entire way. You'd have been good.
I was trying stuff like that. I was swerving, trying to shake it up, shake it up. So finally, I roll it into Love's, pop the hood. Sure enough, no fluids. Hot, smelled hot.
Yeah.
It was running at 230. Supposed to run at 190. So I go in and buy some overpriced coolant. Get a little funnel. Fill it up. 185, baby. Save the charger. Off we go.
Oh, boy.
Me and that car, man.
Yeah.
We're going to make it. I thought about just, you know, if it had been during the middle of the day, just wheeling it into a dealership and say, I don't care. Give me a truck. Give me a brand new truck. Let's go. I don't care what.
I think somebody in your house would have been mad about that.
Boy, no doubt. Happy Mother's Day. I bought a truck.
I wasn't even talking about Mom. I was talking about the pink charger.
Pink charger.
Barbie charger.
I'm a Barbie charger. Allegedly, EA hired some developers of a mod for NCAA 2014 that made the game up to date. So I have some faith. It just can't be like Madden. Ultimate Team players, I'm sure, because EA won't let the game release without microtransactions. There you go. Hey, you want to look cool? You got to buy this. You want to have it there? Little skin by the uniform by this.
I'm good with two uniforms. We're good. Move along. Now, if I got to pay money to recruit a player, then I'm toast.
Tech needs a player personnel director to manage. Unfortunately, like it or not, the portal, our base NIL of 10,000 per player, is chump change compared to the big boys. Also heard from a friend, an Aggie with a six-figure NIL deal, called his donor to let him know he was late with his payment. Scott in Houston.
Yeah, they do. The basketball team does have a player person. The football team does now, too, don't they?
Got to.
I thought they did have somebody with that kind of title. Maybe I'm wrong, but obviously basketball does with Buffington. That's essentially his job, right? I mean, he's the general manager. He's a player personnel. Yeah.
Zito, the star of Moneyball. Oh, wait, never mind. Not even mentioned in the movie, LOL. Zito did cross my mind. Moneyball crossed my mind when the birthday was brought up. Y'all see the Tarleton player miss home after hitting a dinger? Yes, I did.
You know, my not my favorite part of that video, but when he was crossing home plate, the camera angle was from the camera well on the third base side, which was the home side. Mm-hmm. And one of his teammates turned and looked to another guy, and you could read his lips say, did he touch the plate? I don't think he touched the plate. I don't think that had anything to do with, because I don't think they replayed it. I think they just got ready for the next pitch, stepped off and threw home and got him out. He was crossing himself up, pointing to the sky, ready for some high fives. Forgot the most important part of the whole thing.
doing the round the base point, point. Hey, man. What's up? Oh man, you got to touch home.
I mean, I did all the other work, hit it over the fence. What else do I got to do?
I've been playing this game for 14 years. I think you got to touch home, don't you? Mm-hmm. Well, he missed clearly, and good on the umpire too. He was like a tiger back in the yeah. reeds. Stalking his prey, he was looking right at that plate.
Yep. I watch the umps anytime on a home run because I've seen any just regular runs. I've seen people miss the base and then you are plate and you just look at the ump and he doesn't do anything. You're like, oh, they missed it.
No, he didn't miss that one.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You're not watching the ring game yet?
No, is that your guy? My goodness. I want to know how many people out there would do that. Explain this cat.
It's somebody, I think he's in Dallas. People are flying in from all over the country to get their backs, would sound like destroyed, but with my back issues, my algorithm has found this guy. For herniated discs and sciatica, they put you on a table, they strap your hips and knees to where you can't move forward or backwards, lay you on your back, take a towel, wrap it around your neck, and then basically yank. Yank back towards the chiropractor. And it is audible. The crack-a-lackin'.
It's the sound you might hear if you stepped on a cicada. That's what I envision.
Oh, well, we already did that one.
Okay. Yeah, we already did that.
Let's do burning questions at 11:33 on a Monday.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for burning questions.
Here you go. Speaking of mountains, here we go. It's all start bench cut today.
Okay.
Start bench cut, the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, and Mount Denali, which is formerly Mount McKinley. Which I believe is the highest point in the United States.
I've been to two of them. I haven't been to one. So, talk about... I guess I would have to, what is it, Mount Denali? I mm-hmm. didn't even know that was.
Yeah, Mount McKinley. I changed it to Denali.
I'm going to go Grand Canyon, Mount McKinley, and then cut Niagara Falls. I've been there. It's up there in the part of the country that I don't really want to go to that much. So.
Start bench cut, Shakira, J-Lo, or Selena?
Man, you can make people mad here with that question. I'm not talking about you.
I went into a McDonald's yesterday. Hips don't lie on the intercom, and I was like, "Oh, Lucas."
Well, I'm going to go Shakira start.
Shakira.
I'm going to bench J-Lo, and I'm going to cut Selena because I don't know enough about Selena. Apologies to anybody I offend there, and we know Lucas is right. Go.
Mine's the exact same.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's what I figured.
Start, bench, cut. Cheese fries, chips and queso, or fried mushrooms?
Oh, man.
And I officially am hungry now.
Yeah. I'm going to start the cheese fries because I don't know how good the queso is. Then I'm going to bench the chips and queso, and you can have all those mushrooms you want.
I would start the cheese fries, bench the fried mushrooms, and then cut the chips and queso.
Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah. Well, at least you get a variety there because you don't have all cheese. That kind of makes some sense. You're starting the mushrooms, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was about to say, I figured you would start the mushrooms.
I mean, when they're really... Oh.
No, I'm not.
See, I love to burn my mouth. If the food is supposed to be hot, I want to burn my mouth a little. I don't want to, like, you know, I can't talk. But if it, and that's one thing you can really do that with. is mushrooms.
And fried zucchini as well. You can do that too.
I can handle fried zucchini a little bit more.
I'll never forget, I sat down with Michael Minshew and Jamie Lent at a restaurant in Las Cruces. And I just thought everybody liked fried pickles. So I ordered fried pickles for the table. You know, bring us some fried pickles. And they both didn't say a word.
No fried pickles, huh? I love fried pickles.
They set them down. All right, dig in, boys.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
I'm the same way. If people order fried pickles, I don't know. I appreciate the thought, but it's just not
okay,
for me.
Okay, well, it's good to know. I'm getting fried pickles next time we all go out and eat, so it's more for me and Hex.
And I like the chips. I don't like the spears.
No, the spears are dumb because there's juice in there, and you take a bite out of it, and all that volcanic, you know, lava juice just shoots in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like with a pickle, there's not as much juice involved. Have you ever had a spear where you bite the spear and any liquid that is left, it just starts gushing into you? You just burn your mouth even more than your mushrooms. No, it's got to be a chip.
Chip.
Whoever did the spear didn't think about that.
I'm currently contemplating one more start bench cut. Hold on.
I'm currently contemplating eating fried pickles tonight for dinner. I get them from a chicken place here in town that they're pretty good. Another chicken place, not so great.
If it's... I got a beef with the chicken place.
There are multiple chicken places. But go ahead. Which one? Don't say it, but...
Fast.
The one that isn't open all the time?
Yeah, yellow and red.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That place.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about it. Those are the pickles that I don't like.
I'll tell you this, too. The inflation? My goodness. I mean... It's just killing everybody. Stop. The gas station you always hate. The gas station right there on I-35. You know, you're like, mm-hmm. a stupid gas station on the side.
Yeah.
I've never been in there for all my years. Never been in there once. First off, gas was $4.29.
Ooh. Wow.
So I'm like, even though my gas light's on, I don't care. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So went down the road to Guthrie and got it for $3.05. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there because the boy's hungry. He's like, I'll take a corn dog. I was like, you know, I'll get one too. I swear, the only way that I can say this is it tasted like dirt.
Yeah.
One bite, right back in the sack, done. Horrid. So I'll never go again. It's terrible. Don't ever go there. Ooh, nasty. Okay. Star bench cut, dodgeball, wedding crashers, heavyweights.
I'm probably going to do it that order. I know that I'll get hate for that, but I was never the biggest heavyweights fan. I didn't fit the mold. So, but yeah, I would probably.
You didn't fit the mold of Tony Perkis?
No, I did not.
Perkisizing?
Yeah, I'm going that order. Dodgeball hit.
Devilog!
Wedding Crashers and heavyweights.
I would flip Wedding Crashers and Dodgeball. But
so your Wedding Crashers won.
Yeah.
And your flip flop the other way, right?
Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Dodgeball. Wedding Crashers. Wedding Crashers is incredible until they get just into the love story stuff. And it dies.
Yeah.
Ask the Benchwarmers coming up next. Get your questions in.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
One more to go here on 100.7 The Score. It's the EOB, End of the Bench. Yesterday they said we need you to wrap things up so we can play the EOB. I was like, what, the End of the Bench? I got that show tomorrow. It's like, no, End of Broadcast. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Copy that. All right, to the Yates Flooring Center chat line where our questions are. Bench warmers, start bench cut, ice cube, iced tea, plain white teas.
I'm sorry, what was that last one?
Plain white teas.
I don't know who that is. Is that a somebody or?
Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, okay.
That band.
Okay. Man. Ice T is in one of my favorite movies of all time, Breakin'. I don't know if I can. I'm going to start Ice Cube. I really like the movie Breakin', but I'll go with plain white T's and then I'll cut Ice T.
I will go in the order that they're in. User Tweepe. Cube, T, white T's.
That is a random question.
I would go Ice-T because I like him in Law and Order, and then plain white T's, and then cut Ice Cube.
What?
When the kiddos aren't around, go to the YouTube and do West Side Connection Bow Down.
Okay.
Be careful. Don't, yeah.
Don't do that at work.
Don't do it at work. Maybe in your car. Ah, man. That's... Whew. Good stuff. I really like Cube. I do. What football position group will be Tech's worst?
Ooh.
In 2024.
Wow. Well, there was a lot of graduation turnover in the defensive backfield, right? The easy one is offensive line since it wasn't great last year. I'll just go defensive backs. Maybe. Defensive line. You lost two pretty decent defensive linemen. I'm going to go defensive line.
Would people wreck their cars if I said quarterbacks?
That's why I just skipped over that one. I just skipped right over that one. Let's go to the defensive side and just focus on that.
I don't know. It's really hard for me to tell. And May, I really don't know. I know that you got a sore shoulder that's got to find a way to get not sore. I saw Ice-T with Body Count last year. They were awesome. And my favorite Ice-T thing he ever did was the Player Haters Ball and Dave Chappelle Show. Hmm. Next, who says something is getting shot. Hate. What are you talking about, Hacks? Have you not heard of Bidenomics, the phenomenon sweeping the nation? Heard of things all good? Yeah, I've heard of it. Benchwarmers, if you had to change shows starting tomorrow, which show would you go to and who would you replace?
That's a great question. Lucas, you want to go first? Who would I replace?
We wouldn't go anywhere because this is the award-winning End of the Bench.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only thing I can think of is
where else would you get basketball?
I would probably just have to go to the one after this just for time purposes. That would be my main thing. Maybe I get a little more sleep on the front end and just don't get that afternoon nap, so I would have to go to the bottom line. And I'll just bring Choice back here since he's an award-winning show host. We'll flip-flop it there. I don't know if Snead and company might not show up after that. That's where I would go.
I would go because I think it would help me get my life in order. 6 a.m. And I would replace Jamie Lent.
I think
and
Jamie
harass Chuck like for 3 hours.
Yeah. Man, that would be a lot. That would wake everybody up. You guys would be yelling at each other the entire time. On-air live competitions if you guys are running around flat bases.
He calls calls Choice Heavy Legs Woodman. I wonder what kind of nickname he'd come up with for me. Never thought I'd like fried pickles until I finally tried them. Still don't go out of my way to order them. If they're on the table, I'll eat a few. Fried pickle spears and fried mushrooms are the same molten lava once you bite into them.
Yeah.
Start chips and queso, bench fried mushrooms, cut cheesy fries. And dumb spears, a horse name. I just tuned in and we're talking about mushrooms. All right, all right, all right. Be a whole lot better if you did.
Oh, not no. The hallucinogenic type, I don't think. Or maybe so. I don't know.
Lucas, you're such an old man. Iced tea because of Law and Order.
I was thinking that too. I was like, what?
Oh, man.
Law and Order. Well,
you do you, man. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go put some water in Buck Nasty's mother's dish. Is one of the best lines of all time, delivered by Dave Chappelle. You are familiar with Player Haters Ball, are you not?
Not enough to know a lot, but.
I'm a shoo-in for Hater of the Year.
What is that one? Reading about sunburns here. I don't know if I want to read that. You have at that one. Someone please replace Chuck. That person is guaranteed from New Home. Right?
New Home?
Yeah.
Chuck hates New Home.
It's okay. Choice hates New Deal was a horse name that we came up with on Friday. Because we were referencing lions. And he was like, there are no lion mascots around here, right?
Hax hates Slayton.
Yep.
No, I love you, Slayton. I do. Talking about mushrooms, horse name. And a perfectly curated and creative and called personal imaginary derby only on the EOB, presented by the Bottom Line. There went Sneeder. He's here, coming up here in just a few seconds.
Something to complain about today.
I'm sure there was some call over the weekend that. You know who Matt Pinto is?
The name sounds familiar.
He's the play-by-play voice for the OKC Thunder.
Okay.
And he does the games by himself.
Why?
I don't know. This is the way they do it. I don't know. But he talks extremely fast. It's really hard to kind of understand him, but he's really good at what he does. He's done NBA for over 20 years. I mean, he's just... But, man, you want to talk about ref shredding. Thunder have not gotten a very good whistle tonight. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Can't believe they overturned that. You know, it's just we were listening to it on the way in. And when I left Oklahoma, he was complaining about the referees. And when I returned, he was complaining about the referees.
Yeah. It's consistent. Snead doesn't complain about referees, though. So.
I'd love for he and Matt Pinto to get together.
Oh, gosh, would that be? Maybe they can get him on.
Maybe they can.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. Just try to bait him into talking about refs and let Snead take over.
Not give
him
any of Snead's background.
Yeah. What do you think of SEC officials? Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm not calling OU football games next year. And then let Snead take over. Just unplug your headphones and walk out. The rest of the show's done. Maybe I will do that show with Snead later today.
Yeah. Don't give Jamie any ideas is our final text on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. That's going to wrap things up for us on this Monday. Thanks for listening to Music Monday. For Dave Collier and Lucas White, I'm Jeff Haxton, and have a great Monday. And please do keep it here for The Bottom Line, because it comes up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.